Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life with your host Avik. This podcast is all about exploring the latest research, sharing personal stories and providing personal tips for improving our mental health and well-being. Each episode will be joined by experts in the field of mental health as well as individuals who have experienced the transformative power of a healthy mind firsthand. Together, we will dive into a range of topics from managing stress and anxiety to building resilience and cultivating happiness. So, join us on this journey to discover new ways to take care of our minds, bodies, and souls. And let's work together to create a healthier, happier world one episode at a time. So, let's get started. Hello and welcome to Healthy Mind, Healthy Life. I'm your host, Avik, and today we are honored to have Terry Allen join us. So welcome to the show, Mr. Terry.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Lovely. So Mr. Terry, like before we start our conversation today, because we'll be talking about the importance of mentoring and how to find your mentor. So which is a great topic. But before we do that, I would love to mention this to all of our listeners that Mr. Terry is with a 37-year career in the public policy and a passion for discipleship. He founded a mentor for me to connect older men with younger men seeking guidance. Isn't it really great? Yes. So in a world drifting towards isolation, Terry reminds us of the importance of community and the mentorship. So why to wait? Join us as he shares insights into the transformative power of mentorship and the spiritual. So welcome to the show again, Mr. Terry.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Lovely. So Mr. Terry, like to start with, if you can share with us the story behind founding a mentor for me and what actually inspired you to create this platform?
Mm-hmm. Well, the platform is really birthed out of my faith, my Christian faith. The essence of the New Testament, the Bible, the gospel is that God saves us in order to change us. He doesn't save us just to leave us the way we are. He saves us in order to change us. And that change process, there's a theological term for that called sanctification. And what that means is he changes us from the people we are now to become conformed to what he calls the image that Apostle Paul called the image of Christ. So we're to change. God transforms us to reflect his image, to be more like him. And the way he does that is he does that through truth, bringing truth into our life with doctrine and facts and truth, but he also does it in the context of community with other people. So as we encounter the truth and we are in community with other people, God uses those people in our lives, the community that we're in, to change us, because those people that we're with are able to see our blind spots and they see things about us that we can't see ourselves. And so as we're in community with other people and we encounter the truth, God changes us. But what's happened so often and what's happening to many people today is they're isolating themselves and they're not in community with others. I mean, if you think about it today, think about how bad isolation is. You can order food and have it dropped to your door. You can get your entertainment, you can get your education, you can get your worship, your sermons, you can get your spiritual nourishment, you can get your shopping, everything you need, you can get on your own, by yourself, online, with the internet, and you don't ever have to talk to another person. We've made it so convenient in our world that we don't need each other anymore. Well, that's a very dangerous place to be because that's isolation, and isolation is not healthy. So for Christians who want to change and become more like Jesus, we need the community of other believers. For non-Christians, people who don't have the Christian faith or any faith or other faiths, it's the same principle applies. If we're left to ourselves and we're isolated, just to ourselves, we can go to some very strange, bizarre, and frankly, dark places. But when we're in the context of community with others, we are in a very health, that's a very healthy place to be, because that's, we're designed for that. We're not designed to be an island. We're designed to be in community with other people. So the origin and the beginnings of a mentor for me are really born out of my own personal experience. I had several mentors, probably three or four mentors in my life that made a huge difference in my life. And I've also come into contact with other men who throughout the course of their lives have become isolated, and it's very dangerous. And I see where their lives have gone off track, where they've lost their convictions. They've lost their lifestyle. They've become different people because they've isolated themselves, and it's been very unhealthy for them. So I saw that this is something that's very, very needed in our culture.
Lovely. That's really lovely. Yeah. So in your experience, why do you believe that mentorship is very, very crucial, especially in today's society?
Because it's not just enough to know things. It's not just enough to get factual information. We have to apply truth to our lives in our daily walk, in our daily vocation, in our daily habits, in our lifestyle. And it's really, really important for everyone to have role models and to have examples of other people who've gone before them to show them how to be successful. You know, you can get information from a YouTube video. You can get information from a book. You can get information from a video. Learning how to apply that to your own life and learning how to make wise decisions, that's a whole different process. And it doesn't just happen through osmosis. It just doesn't magically happen. People have to be taught and trained how to acquire skills and how to make decisions. And so, and if you think about it, why wouldn't a young person want to have access to somebody who has been there and done that and had that life experience and those skills and that insight and that wisdom? Why wouldn't a young person want to tap that and tap into that to save themselves, you know, years of heartache and pain and money, and save themselves the frustration and the inconvenience of making bad decisions? Why wouldn't you do that? It's kind of a no-brainer if you think about it.
Exactly true. So if you could also highlight some of the key benefits that both the mentors and mentees derive from their relationships.
Well, for the mentees, it's pretty obvious. I mean, mentees, you know, young guys, so many young guys today have grown up without dads. They've grown up with absent fathers. They've grown up with distant fathers. And so they may not have acquired some of the basic skill sets that, you know, my father's generation or my generation acquired, whether it's how to, you know, turn a wrench or how to, you know, change a spark plug on a car, or whether it's how to fix a leaky pipe, or whether it's, you know, how to balance a checkbook, or how to treat a woman, how to value, show value, how to develop social skills, how to find a job. And what do you look for in a career? How do you go about looking for a good college? I mean, there's 100,000 decisions that young people need to make. And if you've never had anybody to walk you through that and with you through that, then that's a big deal, to be able to have someone who can literally show you very practical things. But beyond the practical things, there's incredibly important ideas and truths that have to be communicated to young people. You know, people are asking, who am I? Why was I created? What is my purpose? Where am I going? What does it mean to be happy? How can I find purpose in life? How can I find the things that I'm looking for? What am I looking for? So all of those things, particularly for Christians, mentorship is really the model. That's what Jesus gave us. That's what the disciples gave us. You know, there's plenty of examples in the Bible of mentoring occurring. For those non-Christians, the same principle applies. They're looking for answers. They're looking for guidance. They're looking for wisdom. So for the mentees, it's kind of a no-brainer, right? I mean, the benefits are innumerable. I mean, you just profound benefits for a mentee. For an older person who's a mentor, there are benefits because we are all, we're all accountable for what we have. And so many people in today's culture are so inwardly focused, and they're living for themselves. And you know, nature teaches us that that's when a body of water doesn't give out, you know, it becomes spoiled, it becomes rancid, it becomes unusable. We're not made to be isolated from other people. We're made to give and take, and give and receive from others. So you know, and for the Christian, the Christians are directed and commanded to just make disciples. But for non-Christians, that same principle applies in terms of being, it's a very fulfilling experience to see your life and the things that you've acquired in terms of your wisdom and your experience to be transferred into a younger person. That's very fulfilling and very rewarding. And so, you know, if you're an older gentleman and you're looking to finish well, you know, you're looking to finish strong, you're looking to make your life matter, mentoring is a way to do that, because you can give back, and you can accomplish something and make your life matter, leave a legacy to others.
Exactly. So, I mean, for those who are seeking a mentor, what advice would you offer on how to identify the right mentor for them?
Yeah. Well, at our site, our website, amentorforme.com, A-M-E-N-T-O-R, the number 4, M-E.com, amentorforme.com, we have listed multiple mentors that we've trained, and these men are available. This is for men only. We don't have a women's site yet, and it's men for men. We have multiple mentors that we've trained that are ready, that are available, that are currently mentoring young men, and that are able and willing to mentor other young men. So people can go to amentorforme.com, and they can click on find a mentor, or they can click on become a mentor. And when you click on find your mentor, it gives you the opportunity to see the biographies of, you know, many mentors that we have. You can register. And when you register and give us your contact information, you will be able to see the email addresses of our mentors. And you can reach out and contact those mentors and say, hey, can we have a Zoom call? Can we get coffee? Can we chat? I'd like to discuss and, you know, find out more about you. So on our website, we have their photo, we have their bio, and a little bit about their career. And you can reach out and pursue those mentors that appeal to you.
Wow.
It's all free. And it's all free. It's all free. There's no charge.
That's really, really great. Yeah. Lovely. So if you can also share a memorable mentorship experience, either as a mentor or a mentee, mm-hmm. That had significant impact on your life.
Wow. Well, my personal experience, I've had about four or five different mentors. I had one when I was, the first most important one was when I was about 16. Mm-hmm. I had two older men that carved out time to meet with me. And we would just get a Coke, you know, we were in a Bible study, and we would meet in a group. And then sometimes they would just meet me privately, and we would we go get a Coke, or, you know, throw the football or throw the Frisbee, and just to have somebody that I could ask questions about, you know, ask questions about college and about career and things that questions I had about, you know, what's it like to be 25, you know, when you're 16, you know, I wasn't looking for a 45-year-old or a 60-year-old. I was looking for somebody who had kind of cracked the code into that next phase of life that I was looking at, like somebody who's about 10 years older, you know? So I was like, man, you know, that's kind of what I'm looking for. That's my vision for my life. Is this what I want my life to look like when I'm 25, right? So those guys were hugely helpful for me. Then when I was in college, I had another mentor when I was about 20, 21. A guy was a year older than me. It was just a wonderful impact on my life. And then when I had one of my first jobs, I was about 24, and had a gentleman that was about 30, who was one of my mentors. Great guy, just had a huge impact in my life. And you know, it's really never stopped. I've had mentors throughout my life. I've also been a mentor, and then since we've started A Mentor For Me, I've got, you know, multiple experiences, multiple examples of people whose lives have been significantly impacted and are being impacted right now by the mentors that they're engaging in our program. So it's pretty cool. You know, it's the need's there. It's a sound model. It works. And I think it can have a real impact on people's lives.
That's really lovely. So how can the individuals overcome the barriers or challenges in establishing and maintaining a mentorship relationship?
Well, you know, with Zoom now, a lot of our work is done on Zoom. And so with Zoom and with the technology, it's really taken a lot of the excuses away. It is amazing what you can accomplish and the relationships that you can develop on Zoom. I am in no fewer than, I'm in three, and I'm getting ready to be in four small groups of men right now that meet regularly on Zoom. And, you know, it's by about week six or seven, you know, we're pretty good friends. I mean, it's amazing how you can get close to people relatively quickly, because you're talking about things that are substantive and that are real and that are important. And so much of our conversation is not like that we deal with people every day. We don't have very many real conversations where we talk about real things and substantive things and things that matter and things from the heart. So when you've met with somebody for 6 or 7 hours and you've shared things from the heart, you know, by 6 or 7 hours, you know them pretty well. And by 10 or 12 hours, you feel like, you know, you're telling them things that you've never told anybody. So it's not hard to develop a close relationship with somebody. Even over Zoom, we've done it. I got some of my best friends, or some of the guys that I'm in groups with right now. They know me better than people I've known my whole life. It's pretty amazing. So there's really not very many excuses anymore. You know, if you really want to do that, if you want to find a mentor now, you can. There's really, you know, we got people from all walks of life. We got people that have been at the pinnacle of their success, and we got people who've been homeless. You know, and kind of everything in between. You know, we've had guys that have been through just about every crisis you can imagine, whether it's bankruptcy or divorce or rebellious children or sickness or death or, you know, whatever it is, we've seen it in our groups of guys. And that's, you know, you're not a mentor because you've been successful in everything. Your failures are valuable, and the lessons you learn from your failures are incredibly valuable to other guys who are going through that or who are getting ready to go through that. So, there's really not much excuse anymore. I think that a lot of that's been addressed. You know, it's really a desire. It's a question of how bad do you want it? You know, if you want to save yourself a bunch of time and money and pain and heartache from some of the dumb decisions that you make, you can get some really good advice from some older guys who've been there and done that and can help you avoid that. But most people don't want to. They want to do it themselves, or they want to, you know, they're maybe afraid to open up or whatever. But anyway.
Understood. So how do you see the mentorship evolving in the future, like particularly with the advancement in technology and the changes in societal dynamics?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I like to think that this is going to take off. I think it could. I hope that ours does. You know, we've been up and running about a year. We have 270 men that have just signed up to become either a mentor or a mentee, but we have far fewer than that have actually been trained as mentors. A lot of people will sign up for something, but very few people will follow through and commit but I'm still hopeful. I'm very hopeful. We've seen some great things happen so far. We are poised for growth. I think that our future with a mentor for me is very bright. And I see a lot of, you know, I see stories out there about isolation and about how that it's becoming a real issue in people's lives. I think it's very real. It's a real problem in our culture. It's a real problem in the church as well. So that's got to be addressed. And this is one way to do it. It's not the only way to do it, obviously, but I'm pretty bullish on the future, on where we're going, where I think this can head and the benefit that can be derived from it.
Wow, lovely. So before we wrap up, what message or advice would you like to leave for our listeners regarding the importance of mentorship in their lives?
Yeah. If you look at successful people in your life, or not in your life, you look at successful people in our world, you can't find one person who's become successful on their own. Everybody who's been successful, whether it's in sports, business, entertainment, you know, any sector that you want to find, anybody who's been successful has been successful because they had other people who helped them get there. We were never meant to live in isolation on our own. And if you try, you know, everything in our culture pushes us toward isolation. So you have to fight that. You have to swim upstream against that. And if you want to be successful, you need other people. You do not do life on your own. You cannot do it. You should not try. And if you will reach out and engage and get in community with other people who share your values, who are role models, who you aspire to be like, who you want to emulate, it rubs off. You can become successful if you want it bad enough. And so I would encourage people to do that. They can reach out to us at amentorforme.com. amentor4me.com, and get in touch with us, and we can get you involved in a group of in a mentor training program, and get you involved and hook you up with a mentor. If you'd like a mentor, if you'd like to become a mentor, put you in a mentor training program and get you engaged. And our only requirement is that you be pursuing a life of following Jesus. It's a Christian mentoring program. So if that's not you, if that's not your faith, that's okay. But don't do life on your own. Get in community with other people. That would be my advice.
Lovely. That's really lovely. Great. So thank you for joining us, Mr. Terry. And dear listeners, like, the importance of mentoring and how to find a mentor we learned today. And I hope you found valuable insights that resonate with your journey towards the personal and the spiritual growth. So always remember that mentorship is not just about finding someone to guide you, but it's about fostering the meaningful connections and build a community of the support. So whether you are seeking a wisdom, direction, or simply companionship on your path, know that there are guiding lights ready to illuminate your way. So take the lessons shared by Terry, the founder of A Mentor For Me, to heart. Embrace the power of mentorship, both as a mentor and as a mentee, and watch as it transforms your life in ways you never imagined. I'll put the website link on the show notes so that it will also be easier for you to check out and connect with Terry. And so thank you so much for tuning in. And until next time, keep seeking, keep growing, and keep shining your light in the world. So take care of your mind, body, and the spirit. And may you find the guidance and the inspiration on your journey ahead. So till then, thank you so much.